header. But Gerrard! Oh, you beauty! What a headshot! What a head! Call it, take it quickly, Origi!
Oh, that's not on the telly.
And Liverpool's king to the cot are champions of Europe once again.
Hello. In this episode, we mention about Harvey Elliott being injured and Naby Keita not being available for the game against Leeds. But while they're in it, they are available. Elliott can play and so can Naby Keita. So when that bit just comes up, please just ignore it. So enjoy.
Welcome back to episode 3, the Leeds preview. I'm joined by Liam and Charlie. How are we, boys?
Sounds good, yeah.
I'm good. Jenko, how are we?
Hey, I'm all right, you know.
Right, yeah. Boys, let's just jump straight into this, yeah? Jump straight in. Liverpool announced the new kit on Wednesday. What are your thoughts on the new kit? The fair kit, what are your thoughts on it?
It's awful. They had such a simple concept designed by a fan, which was much nicer.
The red pinstripe. The green one?
No, the one with the red pinstripe. It was like the old crown paint stuff.
I bought some in the shop and gave me a Big Mac with it.
Because didn't Mackie's tweet at Liverpool? And didn't Five Guys do like a little thing as well?
And KFC did that.
And KFC? Wow. Hey, good marketing by Liverpool there though, getting all them big companies to tweet about it. So what do you think about it? It's actually really smart, but the kit is disgusting.
It is.
And Joe, I've seen people on Twitter go off. Joe, I've seen a jacket that Canati's wearing in a car park.
Yeah.
That's a horrible jacket. Like, I think because we were born like the 2000s and like that jacket was in the 90s. That's why people are going off it. But I think it's disgusting. I don't know like how people like
I
it.
I wouldn't wear it.
Well, what was them old sackies called back in the day? What, shell shooter or something like that? Shell on it.
I don't know what you mean, but I can't think what it's called.
It looks like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You can't wear them now. You can, but like, I couldn't.
You can, but you got to be brave to wear it.
Yeah. It's one of them, like, if you're an older fan, then you're obviously going to like it, but I think for the younger fans, it's not for them.
I'll be honest, that is a thing that you've got your Nike's marketing. Is like it's good, but then it's also bad because you make kits for like I don't know certain products look like they're made for the older generation, certain look like they're made for the younger generation. I'm thinking you need to kind of have middle ground between like both sets and go that's nice because that will fly off the shelf then.
Like in America, you know, I reckon Americans could rock that jacket, and obviously, Nike's a big brand, isn't it? Liverpool is a big club, so they're probably reaching out,
American owners as well.
Yeah, so they're probably reaching out to their American fans. Also,
with the Mackie's kit, it is ugly. But I do like bright kits. So I like yellow.
See, I like bright kits, but not bright.
I really like yellow kits. I like Dortmund's kits.
Yeah, I just think
I've never really liked yellow like it.
That, but it is bad.
All I will say is, right, the away kit is cream, right?
Oh, that's a lovely
kit. How often are we going to wear the yellow kit?
Exactly.
Because I feel like the cream kit, not many clubs are going to clash with that cream kit. You've got cream and red. It's like, how often realistically are we going to need that yellow kit? I don't think
I think that cream kit, to be honest, it's like a fashion kit, isn't it? Don't you reckon it's nice? I love that
kit. No, I definitely
do. That's what I mean. It's like a fashion kit. Like, if you buy that, you're not wearing that to play footy.
No.
You're wearing that with a pair
the way fans can create a kit that is so much nicer than Nike, who have paid God knows how much to make them.
Yeah.
Like, if they'd literally just, like, copy, even if they copied the design, or just thrown pinstripe on it, it would look so much nicer. And I don't know about the checkered round on it. Just made that block red.
Did you know with the thing you did as well? Let's Go Madrid's kit. Looks like the F1, Joe, the Apex.
Oh, well, I've heard about that. I think it was red and seen it, yeah.
Looks like that. Is it called the Apex Charles? It is, isn't it?
red and it looks like that on the sleeve, on the collar.
I like Atletico's kits this season, if you've seen them. Like the light blue one.
As well. No one's kit's gonna be worse than Juve's.
I love Juve kits, you know.
I've seen the same kit this year, or the away kit, whatever colour it is.
I reckon the blue, sponsor, white, yellow one. The sponsor is so good, you know.
It's
like
Jeep,
like four, then like four times two or something like that on the bottom of it. I really like it.
Didn't he copy like Notts County or something? Did he copy Notts County's kits?
Yeah, I swear Juventus copy, or like the other way around, but I swear, yeah. Because I remember going to an away game and I'm singing about it, thinking, what? And then I googled it and was like, oh, yeah.
Well, boys, I've got a question for you. Overall, kits this season, what rating are you giving them as a whole? As like
the
a package
kits stadium. This season?
Yeah.
Right, I'll start. Can we do like one each or like all together?
You can do it one each and then at the end, just give a final verdict.
Yeah. Home kit, yeah. Home kit. To be honest, I don't like it. I think, what is it? Is it orange, like the little lines in it?
Well, it's like pink, isn't it? It's pink.
Yeah,
but it's orange on camera.
I don't like that. So out of 10, I'm giving it a 6. The away kit.
I hated it at first. Oh, sorry, go on, Matty.
The away kit, the clean kit, I'm giving it a 9. Nothing can be a 10, because there's no such thing as perfect. So nothing's a 10. Then the yellow one. But Jenko, I like yellow kits, but this one, I'm giving it a 4. So altogether, what did I say? I said a 6, a 9, and a 4. 19 out of 30. That's man.
Decent. I've grew to like the own kit. I didn't like it at first, but now, I do like it a bit. So give that a 7. No.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna go bold and give it a 7. That away kit, it is nice. So I'll give it an 8, I think. Yeah, an 8, and then that third kit, I'm probably gonna give it a 5. I think it'll look alright on camera, but at the minute, it just looks awful.
Charles.
Oh. I'm gonna come out to the home kit like Jenko. I didn't like it at first, which killed me. I wasn't too keen on the idea of pink. I thought it would look much nicer just being white instead of the pink. But it's grew on me. So I'm gonna give the home kit a 7 like Jenko. The away kit, I've gotta be honest, the away kit looks good sometimes and then sometimes it looks bad, but it's still a heavy kit, so it's getting an 8. And as for the third kit, oh Jesus Christ. 3.
I don't like away kit. Before we move away from kit, when we speak about the Leeds game, do you want to away kit? Is the Standard Chartered green?
Hold on now.
Don't ask me.
But if it's green, then that's a 9.5 from me.
If it's green, that's good. Have you seen the concept someone done where they made it instead of it saying Standard Chartered, they put Carlsberg on it?
Yeah. They've done that. So with the new Mackey's kit, haven't they? Oh, yeah, that's enough about kids, boys. We move on to Leeds. We play Leeds on Sunday, this Sunday coming up. Boys, before we... do you think it's a tough game? Like, just one word answer, tough game, yeah or no?
No.
Yeah. Oh, bit of a split there. Right, boys, so... I think, did we get straight into it with the Brazilian FA? Did we get straight into it?
Are we talking about Leeds first, or
the biggest scam ever? Just Brazilian FA in general, isn't it?
We're going to speak about Brazilian FA in about 10 minutes time. Yeah, we should speak about the Liverpool team first, yeah. Right, so Liverpool, did you see the Van Dijk's injury scare of the day for Holland?
I did, but the man is fine, so it's all good.
So here can start, but right, boys, here's a big one. Do you start Robbo?
Simicass.
Oh, wow.
But like, purely because apparently he played really well for Greece tonight. And after watching the Chelsea game, I don't think Robbo's fully fit yet. I think he's fit enough to play, but I don't think he's fully back yet. He looked a bit sluggish at times.
I think
fully fit Simicass.
Klopp will start Robbo because even though Simicass has been
doing good for the games he's played and even for Greece, it automatically goes back to Robbo if he's fit, do you know what I mean?
It does, but at the same time, I don't want it to be one of them things, though, where just because Robbo's obviously been with us a long time and he is an exceptional left back, I just don't want it to be one of them cases where Tsimikas is outperforming him, he doesn't get played purely because of Robbo's name, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it should be competition.
If Tsimikas is performing better.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If Tsimikas does it all better, go back
should,
to Robbo.
He should just get picked. Yeah. I don't think it should. I think you should always have to fight for your place. It was the same with Adrian the other season, where Adrian was actually playing quite well. Alisson came back and just took the spot straight away.
I have to disagree with you, Charles. I mean, goalkeeper's different, though,
goalkeeper is different, but if a goalkeeper's in the form of their life and they're not conceding much, and then you bring a goalkeeper back who's arguably not fully fit, yeah, it's questionable.
Yeah, but so are you both saying Tsimikas?
Yeah.
I'm saying Tsimikas.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I have to agree. You're persuading me now, boys. I was going to go with Robbo, but then now he's just saying.
I think Robbo needs games because he's been injured, hasn't he? And
yeah.
Do you play him against Leeds?
He has played for Scotland as well. You've got to remember that.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
So it's
one of those sticky ones, isn't it?
Yeah, because I think Klopp will automatically go back to Robbo with him being the best left back in the world.
Yeah.
So it will be hard, but Tsimikas, he's in the form of his life so far this season. So except that
I just think it probably is, right? It's probably me thinking of Robbo when he first joined. Do you remember when he had Alberto Moreno? Was it Alberto Moreno at the time?
Yeah.
Robbo competing for the position. Everyone was all sat there going, oh yeah, Alberto Moreno, this Andy Robertson's not going to do anything. And then Andy Robbo got a run of games and he became really good. I've just got this feeling that it's one of them cases with Tsimikas where once he gets a run of games, he might actually be half decent.
It was that Man City run, wasn't it? Where he sprinted all over the pitch.
He probably won't be decent enough to overtake Robbo in left opposition, but I just mean like, as in, if Robbo feels a bit under the weather or doesn't feel up to it on match day, you can just put Tsimikas in instead. It needs one of them.
Right, so boys, we'll speak about the Brazilian FA in a minute, but with Alisson being out, maybe, who are you starting, Adrian or Kelleher?
Kelleher.
I don't want Adrian near that team at all.
I'm surprised
he signs a new contract, to be honest, yeah. I really am.
I reckon that Kelleher, he's a great keeper. He played five or six games last season, didn't he?
Yeah. Do you know the thing that I can genuinely say he needs to work on as near post? Other than that, he's a really good goalkeeper. He's also really young.
Remember that 5-5 game against Arsenal like 2 seasons ago? It was.
Yeah, he was successful.
Yeah, the
in the FA Cup, I seen that and I seen he let in 5 goals. I was like, oh no. Then I seen him last season start and I was like, oh, this is going to be bad. But he proved me wrong. And there's a reason why he's our second choice goalkeeper over Adrian. There must be a reason why.
I don't think John Atterbeck sat there just going, yeah, we'll play Callaghan instead. We're not having a reason for it.
Yeah. I think he'll be okay against Leeds as well because he has got Van Dijk and maybe, I don't know, whoever is next.
As long as he doesn't rush himself and he takes his time and just listens to the Van Dijk and Matthew Beaton.
Yeah, and as Leeds are missing the big players, aren't they, like Rafinha and Dallas, so hopefully he's all right, but...
Do you reckon Adrian is... Because would you agree with me, he's now the third choice keeper?
I would say he is.
Because he's always got a mistake in him. Because he has. You've got to admit, he's always got a mistake in him.
Yeah, he has.
With Adrian, throwing the ball at his feet.
I don't feel safe. Why does he wait so long?
He's like waiting for a player to run at him so he just gets past.
I've always said this, I don't believe in playing out from the back at times. Like sometimes you just need to get rid of it. And our keepers are quite prone to keeping hold of it and then putting themselves at risk and playing a risky pass. Sometimes you just need to lump it.
I feel like that's modern football now, isn't it, as well?
I remember
the City game with Alisson. Was the Foden goal where he miskicks it twice. Rather than just hitting it out properly, he's trying to play with it even though his mind's completely gone. But It does worry me. That's what I reckon Kelleher is good at distribution, you know.
Yeah,
so he is. Yeah. But we'll definitely start Kelleher over Adrian. I just don't rate him. I cannot like just say, oh, don't blame him. It was the whole team. The team effort against Atletico Madrid.
Yeah, but he did concede two goals. That was his mistake.
That goal where he basically kicked it out to him.
Yeah,
and he scored, and that's like that's the
game. Another one where he's like left half the front post open.
Yeah, so, but I just you got it. I can't see Kelleher Adrian starting. So, boys, who'd you play in the midfield?
Oh,
so what we do that when we do the lineup.
Yeah.
Right, so boys, we speak about the Brazil FA now. So. Up to now, Bobby, obviously he's injured anyway, so we weren't playing anyway. But Fabinho and Alisson cannot play for Liverpool, and Rafinha can't play for Leeds because Liverpool didn't send them away to do international duty. But Richarlison is allowed to play for Everton because Everton sent him away for the Olympics.
Which, to me, makes no sense.
Can you smell that, boys?
Is that... It smells like
corruption. Nah, but
it's not that. It's two key players there. I know Firmino's injured, but that like we proper.
It just doesn't make sense. Like, surely they've got to be able to reason and go, hang on, we're still technically in the middle of a pandemic. The season's only just started. It's been one on for 3 weeks, and you want to send players for international duty? Surely.
No, because if they went to play for the Brazil, yeah, they would have to isolate 10 days prior going to Brazil, then 10 days after going.
That's what I mean.
After going to Brazil,
yeah.
So you're missing. Right, so that Chelsea game would have been missed. He would have missed that Chelsea game, and they would have missed. They'd be missing the AC Milan game and the Palace game. So, like, what do you expect?
That's what I mean. It's a red list of countries. Jürgen Klopp has just confirmed Van Dijk is fully fit to play. To play him.
Oh, good. Very nice. Do you see what happens with the Argentina players?
Is this the thing on the pitch where someone came on?
Yeah. The four Premier League players from Argentina who play for Argentina didn't isolate when they got to Brazil. They had to isolate for 10 days or something like that. Didn't isolate and they got sent back home. Now I think they have to isolate at home.
Yeah, they will after.
I think so, yeah.
So you literally played 8 minutes, then you got to isolate for 10 days and miss. That's a big miss for Aston Villa, isn't it? Martinez, the keeper. That's a big miss.
Yeah, even Buendia. I don't know if he got called up, but...
Yeah, he did. Because he was a pitch on the plane, weren't he?
Yeah. It's just stupid, isn't it? Like, surely international football should just be knocked on the head for a little bit of time.
But the Premier League... Like Liverpool and all the other clubs, like City, Leeds. Who else is missing a player? Because City are missing Ederson and Gabby Jesus. Chelsea's missing Thiago Silva as well.
Yeah.
But the them clubs follow the rules of the Premier League. Like the Premier League said, they follow the rules. Now the Brazil FA are saying this is the rule, but it can't be a rule. It can't be a rule if you're not banning Richarlison, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because you can't bend the law.
But that's exactly them bending the law to suit themselves.
Yeah, you can't bend the law. The law is the law. If that's a rule, it's a rule. Really, stick by it. But with them, definitely be less backlash if they banned. I know there's still be a little backlash, but definitely be less backlash if they banned Richarlison. Because they're not banning Richarlison. Yeah. It's bigger.
Yeah, but. But at the same time, if they just then revert the decision and say, well, hang on, Richarlison can't play because of the public's opinion, it's just going to cause more of a kickoff.
No, let's say before the, like, let's say they they still banned Richarlison. Like, they never announced that they're not banning Richarlison. Richarlison was in the ban.
Oh, okay, I get what you mean.
Do you reckon it'd be less of a, like, there'd still be a backlash, obviously, but do you reckon it'd be
It'd be less of a backlash, but at the same time, you'd be thinking to yourself, well, hang on. Why can't they play? Because they didn't go away. Like, surely the English FA should be able to have a say in that.
No, that's what they are. Because the Brazilian FA acts like
urged FIFA to do it, didn't he? And now FIFA's talking with the FA and the government as well and the Premier League, and they're working on finding a solution for it. So hopefully by kickoff, we'll know if.
It's not like the
players who sit on the bench. It's Fabinho, the best defensive midfielder in the world, and Alisson, the number one goalkeeper in the world. Come on.
Yeah.
Big players. And Rafinha for Leeds. He started all three of them games for Leeds this season.
Yeah. He's a huge miss.
It's a big miss. It is a big miss for all teams. And even City, Edison. That's a big miss for their keeper. And who's City? Is it that American goalkeeper? He's got coronavirus.
Yeah.
Who's got corona?
The City's second goalkeeper.
That's be Kyle Walker again.
No, that's Scott Carson, won't it?
Oh, yeah. My God. Do you think Scott Carson?
Well, so Fab's out, Bobby's out, Alisson's out, Elliot's out.
Nabi's out.
Is Nabi out still, sorry? Yeah. Yeah, Nabi will still be on a flight back, won't he?
So, it's not a joke. It is a joke. Hopefully. Yeah. But I've seen a thing about something like forfeit in the match. So if certain restrictions are ignored, it includes fans and forfeit in the match 3-0. But what happens when a team, because Leeds got a player, Leeds didn't listen to the rules, did they? Because Rafinha can't play. Liverpool got Alisson and all that. So do they both forfeit the match?
It'd be 0 points, wouldn't it? But I don't get that. They're overcomplicating football. They don't need to do this.
Do you think it'll happen, boys? I don't reckon it'll happen.
I think they'll miss the game, but I don't think they'll get forfeits or little fines or anything like that.
As the hours go down, though, it's looking most likely that two will miss the game, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the Brazilian FA. That's our thought on it. Right, boys. Leeds. Here's a little question for you. Joe, do you remember what year? What was the year we last played Leeds at Elland Road in the Premier League?
At Elland Road? Last season?
I mean, yes, except from last season. Not last season.
2006-07.
No, I'm gonna go with.
No, we've more recent one.
I'm gonna go with 97.
Wrong. 2004.
Oh, really?
Premier League, yeah. Except not last year, but 2004 in the Premier League. It ended 2-2. And what player? Guess who was playing for Leeds that day?
James Milner.
He was playing for
Leeds. That's mad, isn't it?
That man's been here for some time. Absolutely unit.
So, the last time we went to Elland Road last season, it ended 1-1 with Bamford scoring with Leeds scoring in the last minute, which was a bit disappointing because we needed a top four. But, boys, we played Leeds 26 times. How many have we won?
How many have we won?
Yeah.
19.
Oh, my God, Jenko.
Is it 15?
On the dot, mate. Boom. The dot.
Woohoo.
Yeah, so I've got Leeds three lineups here, yeah. The first game of the season into my nights, we've got beat 5-1. They played a 4 at the back, and now they've changed to a 3 at the back or a 5 at the back. But, Jenko, didn't you say that Dallas is injured? Did you say that before?
Yeah. Dallas, Clich, and Rafinha's out. So the midfield's gonna be quite bad, isn't it?
Because their midfield, the last game in Spain, was Aylan, Dallas, Rodrigo, and Phillips. God. But Leeds are still a dangerous team, though, boys. If you think about it, Dallas is out.
It's a away game as well, so they've got the own crowd, haven't they?
And last year they had no fans in, so the fans are back. What gave them a lift? But yeah. Players, Leeds players to watch, you got Phillips.
Some would say
he had a great Euro 2020.
Yeah.
Some would say he wouldn't. Some would say he just had a good first game. But he did get England's player of the year, didn't he? So he must have done something.
Paddy Bamford is a fraud. I'm saying that now.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you rate him?
I think he's had the most shots in the Premier League and he's still only got that goal record.
Yeah, but he's always got a goal on him, Paddy Bamford.
Yeah. No, he's always
got a goal on him. You can't knock that. Well, I had Dallas written down, but apparently Dallas is injured, so he's not a worry for us no more. Jack Harrison.
He's good. That was a great goal at Anfield, wasn't it?
He's a class player. Then I said Ayling, haven't I? Ayling.
Yeah. Even. As Charles said, not a mistaken, but.
Yeah. As Charles said, though, last episode, didn't he? Episode 2. He said Chelsea, Marcus Llorente was always running down, sense sad, and Charles saying that's a weak, sense. Poor defender, basically, that's what Charlie was saying.
Yeah.
And Jack Harrison runs down Trent Saad, so Charles, you reckon that'd be a problem for Trent?
I'd like to imagine Trent is capable of defending against Jack Harrison. However, I just hope they don't overload him, if you get what I mean. Leave them throw all 3 or 4 players down there, because I'll give Salah a bit of stick here. Salah's tracking back isn't the best. So he doesn't really help Trent out in that position, if you get what I mean. Whereas Mane will track back a bit for Robbo and help out.
Yeah.
So I just hope they don't overload Trent, because if they do, he's a bit done for. I don't like that. But like I said, I expect Leeds to be an alright game. It should realistically, on paper, be an easy game.
That depends
if the Brazilians are allowed to play.
My next question. Because you've seen Burnley, they play awful football. Yeah. And so do you reckon Leeds will play Park the Bus, as you call it?
No. They'll do exactly what they tried to against United. They'll try and come flying out the gate.
Yeah.
And then if you score one, they'll crumble.
But every team you play us just wait for the counter, don't they, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's that's how you beat us. That's how you get a point against us. That's how you beat us.
So no, do you reckon Leeds will come at us and say that?
Yeah, I think they're going to come at you and try and do what they did to United prior to getting absolutely battled.
Hopefully we do batter them.
I think it should be. But that all depends, though, if the Brazilians are allowed to play or not, I think. I think if the Brazilians don't play, it's a bit more of a rough game, but I don't know.
I think, yeah.
You should be beating
Allison teams, don't play. If Allison doesn't play and Kelleher's in goal, they'll come at us, because they don't know what Kelleher's like. Do you know what I mean? He was with Burnley, didn't know how Elliot plays. They don't know how Kelleher's like, so they just be coming at us having shots from everywhere. Yeah.
The only thing I worry about against Leeds is the midfield, I think. Because the man mark, don't they? Really high intensity in that. I don't see Curtis Jones lasting that long if he starts, for example. Thiago might be okay. Henderson could get rattled a bit, but he might be all right as well. Just does what he does in midfield.
Is Ox fit, yeah?
He went in there, was he? Just he had a kid, didn't he?
Yeah,
but I'm just wondering whether they'll play him into the Curtis Jones potentially.
I'd rather they start Jones, it's just
would you? Yeah, let's move on to the lineup then. Lineup. In goal. This is without the Brazilians.
Without the Brazilians, okay.
So in goal, Kelleher. Yeah.
Kelleher all the
So are we doing Costas left back?
I'm saying Tsimikas left back, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Van Dijk and Matip obviously there at the back.
Yep. Trent right back.
Do you think Matip would start?
Yes, come on.
The only reason why I think it is because Gomez needs minutes, doesn't he?
But Matip is the best centre back in the world, though.
No, yeah, I completely agree. But I just think Gomez only come back off an injury.
Oh, was he playing Canati this game?
Yeah, Canati is just to give him debut, has he?
Experience
against
Leeds.
I think his debut is probably gonna be in a Carabao Cup
in the League Cup.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are we doing Mata, Van Dijk?
I'm saying I'm saying back four, Tsimikas, Van Dijk, Mata, Trent.
Then midfield three.
Oh, Henderson,
Thiago.
It's got to be Henderson, Thiago, but then that's if he starts, Thiago, because don't forget, he hasn't started and once this season ends, and he started Harvey Elliott, but you got Ox, you got Curtis Jones.
Yeah, but you don't start Curtis Jones over Thiago, though.
I'd start Thiago. I just don't know whether he's injured or something. He's got low fitness, and that's why he hasn't been started.
He's fine. It was just more, I think he wants to play Elliott.
Henderson, Thiago have to start.
Yeah.
Who do you also have there, though? Is it? I'm saying Ox, you know, with Charles.
I'm saying Ox.
Just to drive at them.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Ox, Charles. Who are you going with, Jenko?
I'd say Curtis Jones, but I will agree with
I'm saying
Ox. Because you're outnumbered anyway.
Right.
And the front three is Mane, Jota, and Salah.
Salah and Jota, yeah.
So you've got to be off the bench.
Our starting 11 for Leeds versus Liverpool is Kelleher, Tsimikas, Van Dijk, Matip, Trent, Henderson, Thiago, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Mane, Jota, Salah. That is with
Ooh, yucka, yucka.
That is without the Brazilians. Now let's do with the Brazilians.
Yeah, I think with the Brazilians is legit two simple swaps for me. Allison goes in goal.
Allison goal and Ox.
And I think Ox goes out for Fab.
Yeah, that is the team. I think that's our strongest team, except.
Yeah.
Costas swapping for Robbo, and that's our strongest team, I reckon.
I agree.
That's our lineup. Mate, hopefully we're right. So, boys, before anything else, speak about Leeds. Anything else?
Do you actually like them as a team?
Well, Jacob, you don't like Bielsa, do you? You don't rate him, do you?
I don't rate Bielsa.
Oh, it's you, no. Charles.
I don't rate him, I just think. Where did they finish last year in the league?
11th.
Was it 11th?
Shut up. No, it was higher up than that. I think it was 8th.
I thought it was lower than that. I thought it was lower than that, mate.
I thought it was like 8th.
I will find out for you, please.
I thought Leeds was 9th,
8th.
9th. Oh, that's close.
9th, yeah.
Still, he's a good manager.
Yeah, I just. The thing with me is, I don't. So it's not going to last longer than this season, I don't think. I think he'll be gone then. And then where'd you go then with Leeds? Because I don't think they'll be that good then, really.
Do you think Leeds are like a Sheffield? Remember Sheffield that had one good season?
Yeah.
Like didn't they finish in the top half one season, Sheffield United? And now obviously they're relegated, and I think the bottom of the Championship.
I think they might have finished 9th as well.
I reckon Brentford have won them seasons this season.
Yeah, I hope so. I like them.
Leeds is a tough game because last season they didn't have fans. It was the first season back in the Prem in many years. But now they have fans. I think that'll give the players a boost.
Yeah. So, fans always give you a boost.
So I think it is a tough place to go on road with fans.
Yeah.
It is, but like I said, I'd still be expecting to win against teams like Leeds. If you challenge them for the title, you need this thing
to win every game.
Yeah, I expect to win every game, but you know what I mean. Some games should be Arsenal, and this one should be the easy one.
Score
we do one with and without the Brazilians.
Does that make a difference?
Yeah, I think it does.
But you know what? Yeah, I'm going to make this into a conversation, boys. So at the end of the season, yeah, we're going to see who gets the most right.
Oh, I'm shocked at this. My Super 6 is disgusting.
Yeah. Who gets the most right? Okay.
Okay.
So, Charles, are you fair score predictions?
Right, so without the Brazilians,
yeah,
I'm going to say 3-2. Us with the Brazilians, I'm going to say 2-0. Us,
yeah, I'm probably going to go with 2-0 with or without. I think,
right? You don't have faith in Keller here, Charles? No,
I do, but I just think it's one of them things where sometimes you see defenders when they're not too comfortable with the keeper behind them because they're not used to playing with them, they overcomplicate stuff and over, like, I don't know, overprotect the keeper or super stuff like that. I don't have to explain what I mean exactly, but you can see like a sense of nerves and I'm still not going to wear them things.
Well, boys, I'm going 2-1.
You're going 2-1?
I don't see how you can see Liverpool scoring 3 goals, you know.
I just think
we don't score goals.
I can't see us conceding. Really?
I can. I think the fans will give Leeds a boost. And I can see Paddy Bamford scoring Edda.
No, I reckon 2-0.
But, yeah, this is like a bold statement here before we end this episode. Paddy Bamford played for England the other day, didn't he?
Yeah.
He scored no goals. He got took off at 1-0 to England. The game ended 4-0, didn't it?
Yeah.
Would his confidence be shot?
No, because I didn't watch the match, but I've seen a clip on Twitter. He was making all the right runs, but he was sort of like rushing it as if like he was a bit nervous. So I think
it's maybe
because it was his first cap.
You've came off at 1-0 up, yeah. You being the main man, the main target man, you not scored in a goal. You've been brought off about I don't know what minute it was, I don't watch England.
Yeah.
But, and it ended 4-0. You look at yourself like wow, I should have done better there.
I think it's a fraud. I do.
Or do you reckon it gives you more confidence going to Liverpool thinking I've gotta prove why I should be in the England squad?
In all honesty, I don't think his confidence will have been knocked in the slightest. I think it'll be the exact same. I don't think there'll be any boost or any lack of it. I think it's going to stay pretty much the same.
That's why I think he'll have a bit of a boost because he's had his first England cap. But yeah, I don't know.
It weren't the England debut to remember, though, was it?
Yeah.
No. So, boys, anything else to add?
Not really.
What
can you name any players who played for both teams?
James Milner.
Question.
And I was listening to something before and he said it.
Thinking Harry Kewell.
Scott Carson.
Didn't Robbie Fowler play for Leeds as well?
Yeah.
There's a good question. He doesn't know anymore. Doesn't even in the comments.
Mm. That's episode 3 done. The Leeds preview. Woo. The first ever match preview at the Upper Main. So that is the end of this episode. Don't forget to follow us on all the social medias at the Upper Main and on TikTok at Upper Main. And we'll catch you next time. Ta-da!